first public hearing is APD number 2012-1 AD and D Farms LLC.
This is an application to consider an agriculture preservation district and an AR1 agriculture residential zoning district in Cedar Creek 100 for one parcel of land totaling 215 acres, more or less, located south of Cedar Beach Road, also known as Road 36, and northwest of Cedar Beach Road, also known as Road number 206, for the purpose of a recommendation to the Delaware Agricultural Land Preservation Foundation for tax map parcel number 330-8-18. For the benefit of the commission, I've passed down copies of the information that we received from the Agricultural Land Preservation Foundation. It is a application form for the Department of Agriculture Foundation, and attached to that form is several maps and exhibits showing the soil types and location of the property. As I stated, the purpose of this public hearing is only for a recommendation to the Agricultural Land Preservation Foundation as to whether or not they want to consider this as an ag district. The parcel contains 190 acres of cropland, 5 acres of woodland, 18 acres of farmland with structures, and 2 acres for residential use. The cropland is used for growing grain and crops. The site is located in close proximity to several agriculture preservation districts and several permanent easements that are in perpetuity for ag preservation. I would also advise the commission that we've been reviewing this type application for several years now, and the State Department of Agriculture had advised me that they're looking into the necessity, or reviewing the necessity, for us having to hold a public hearing, since there's another committee that reviews this same material, but they don't have to have a public hearing. There's three reviews. There's a farm group review, there's a commission review, and then there's a foundation review. So they're basically, after 12, 15 years or more of doing this, they've decided maybe they'll look at it. One of the other reasons, this is contiguous or across the road from an ag preservation district. Because it exceeds 200 acres, it has to be its own district. It can't be a 200-acre extension to another district.
So even if it's the same owner?
Even if it could be the same owner, because it's over 200 acres, they have to come in. It could be anything over 200 acres. In this case, it is 215.
Now, while they're looking at that provision for a public hearing, maybe they can look at that, too.
Well, I question that also. And so why can't it be an extension if it's... I mean, they could do an extension of 199 acres, but can't do an extension of 200. That's the base size of a district. Okay. Even though the individual farmer may wish it is an extension.
Question, Mr. Slank?
Yes.
Does this farmer have to pay an application fee for a public hearing?
No, the county absorbs the fee.
What, the county waives it?
Yeah, we do not have a fee. We do not collect a fee for postage, advertisement, posting, or anything. Okay. The county basically provides that service because the state agreement doesn't provide for us to collect anything for these applications. And I don't forget how many years we've been doing this now. What do you think, Shane? 92?
Early 90s.
92, yeah. I think 92 is the first one, yeah.
The whole time I've been here, that's been since 94. We were doing them then.
That's all I have on this one. And they give it, it is an AR, and as they said, it is grain and crop and the use intended.
Do we have a hearing, or
we're having a public hearing, and we've heard Mr. Lank's presentation. You know what's kind of interesting, Mr. Lank? This is a public hearing. Is there anyone here representing this application? Okay, great. If you would, I'm glad you're here because you have to create a record. If you would come forward, give us your names.
Well, I need an application that. We got to the point of not acting on them and sending denials to the Department of Agriculture, the Foundation, or the Ag Preservation Foundation, and because we didn't have a record, and then it was determined that we didn't necessarily have to have someone present on behalf of the application, so we're still active.
Well, we should always ask, and if there is, we need to give them the opportunity to speak. So if you would, give us your name, then you may have the floor.
My name is Donald Mills.
Okay.
My name is Annabelle Mills, Donald's wife.
Okay. You don't sound real happy about that. You're happy about that, aren't you?
Oh, yes.
Okay, good.
Oh, yes.
All right, good. Make sure. Well, you've heard what our director read into the record. Do you have anything you want to add?
Well, I don't know. I don't know why I'm here.
Well, you're
it's okay to say no.
I want to put it in preservation. Yeah.
Oh, I understand. Okay. Okay.
I hope there'll be no reservations.
That's an excellent answer. Is there anyone? Let me see if anybody has any questions for you. We'll start with the.
No questions for me. Burton. Thank you.
Okay, Mr. Johnson.
I understand why we're here.
Mr. Smith.
I understand the application.
Mr. Ross.
Just for the record, don't be intimidated. You know, we put these things on, and they're here so that we can establish the facts that why it's here. So you guys have been farming this land for a long time, all your lives probably. Yeah. How long have you been farming, living and farming on the farm?
I was born there.
Born and raised.
80 years.
80 years young. Yeah, that's great. And do you have any livestock running out?
We have dairy cows.
Dairy cows. That's wonderful. One of the last few men standing, a few families standing in dairy. Mm-hmm. That's great.
Milking 40 dairy cows.
And you probably have a few trees out there, some forested ground too. Is it all cleared?
It's practically all cleared.
Right, that's great.
Oh, maybe 4 or 5 acres.
And irrigated? Is it?
Yes.
Some irrigated. Awesome. Thank you very much.
Thank
Galang?
You.
No questions. Thank you.
Okay. Mr. Abbott?
No questions.
Council, any questions?
No questions.
All right, then. I don't have any questions either. Thank you very much. If you'll take a seat nearby, we'll see if there's anyone here with an interest in your application. This is all part of the format we have to follow. I'm not too sure there's anybody here, but we have to ask. Is there anyone here that would like to speak in favor of Agricultural Preservation District number 2012-1 AD and D Farms, LLC? Is there anyone here that would like to speak in opposition? They don't want the commission to have any questions.
No.
There being none, we'll close the public hearing. You're invited to remain with us to see if we make a decision, or you may wish to just call the office in the morning.